USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is pushing back after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said Attorney General William Barr committed a crime by lying to Congress. Now, Barr was a no-show at a House judiciary hearing on Thursday, saying he did not want to be questioned by committee lawyers. McCarthy tells reporters it was Chairman Jerry Nadler who caused all the problems.
We expected to hear from AG Attorney General Barr. Chairman Nadler decided to change the rules to satisfy the very obvious desire to impeach President Trump.
The California Republican was speaking at his weekly press conference. A 22-year-old accused of killing two students at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, is appearing in court on Thursday. Tristan Terrell has been charged with 2 counts of murder and 4 counts of attempted murder. Police believe he did target the Kennedy building on the school campus, but a motive remains unclear. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump and the First Lady participate in the National Day of Prayer service at the White House.
As we unite on this day of prayer, we renew our resolve to protect communities of faith and to ensure that all people and all of our people can live and pray and worship in peace.
The Earth will have a close call with an asteroid in about a decade. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
In terms of the universe, this 1,100-foot-wide asteroid will be making an extremely close pass to us in 2029. The space rock called 99942 Adophis will come within 20,000 miles of our planet. Okay, just to put that in perspective, the moon is 240,000 miles from the Earth. The asteroid is expected to return in 2036. They say it will miss us that time, too, but after that, it gets a little bit harder to calculate.
Thank you, Chris. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More severe weather is rolling across parts of the country on Thursday. Forecasters are saying that the southern plains, as well as the Mississippi and Ohio valleys, are likely going to be dealing with damaging winds, lightning, and flooding. There's also a slight chance of tornadoes. Now, what can we expect, though, for the rest of May? I had a chance to sit down and chat with AccuWeather's Joel Lundberg.
Kind of looks as if the Northwest is going to be on the warm and dry side of the ledger, and it looks like most of the nation from the Mississippi Valley on east will also be somewhat warmer than normal. Not necessarily excessively hot, but just on the warm side of normal. The place that looks to be coolest will be from the western plains into the central and southern Rockies in the southwest, where temperatures could average 2 to maybe 3 degrees below normal for the month of May. As we look at precipitation across the country, we're expecting this wet weather pattern that we've been seeing across the southern plains to persist into the month of May, and probably along the western Gulf Coast, maybe into Florida, and also above normal precipitation across the central and southern Rockies. By contrast, there may be some good news. Those areas that have been very beleaguered with a lot of wet weather across the Midwest and Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic states should gradually see a downturn of precipitation and maybe actually have a period of dry weather mid to late month.
And the second round of the NBA playoffs continue on Thursday with Philadelphia hosting Toronto. Currently, that series is tied up at 1 game apiece. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.